Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County softball met at the Energy Capital Sports Complex last night for their first head-to-head matchups of the season. Game 1 counted towards conference play and had to be stopped in the middle of it for a short period due to a lightning delay. No pun intended with the lightning delay, the Bolts dominated Game 1, defeating the Camels 17-2 to take the conference win. Thunder Basin ran away with the game in the third as they had 5 runs and they were able to add on 6 more in the fourth. The Bolts were able to put up 3 home runs in the game as well. Game 2 was a non-conference game as the Bolts rallied from an early 4-1 deficit to win 16-8 as the Bolts sweep their first meetings of the season against the Camels. Here was what Bolts head coach Doug Cox had to say about the response from the girls after going 2-2 on the weekend with 2 losses against Cheyenne East.
It was really important. You know, we lost a big conference game to East, and so it was really important that we came out and focused on, we had to get a win tonight. That was kind of a must-win game early in the season, but it's still a must-win game.
Here is how the 4A East standings shake up after the games yesterday. The Bolts moved to an 8-3 overall record, and they are 4-2 in conference play. The Camels fall to 6-5 in overall play on the year, and they are 3-3 in conference. The Bolts will be back in action on Thursday at home with a doubleheader against Wheatland, and the Camels will play Wheatland at home as well in a doubleheader on Friday. The Bolts and Camels will meet 2 more times in the regular season on May 11th with another doubleheader with Thunder Basin hosting. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.